this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your protection through the week.
谢谢你啊，这个星期对我们的保护。
I do pray this morning for those who Sunday is much different because they are dealing with the aftermath of this storm.
我们也是为很多对他们来讲，这个星期天就跟这个主日跟以前完全的不同，因为他们现在要面对这个飓风所带来的后果。
Pray for those churches that this morning cannot meet as we are because of the damage.
因为他们所遭受的损害，那些不能像我们这样继续聚集的教会，我们为他们祷告。
Would you be with them today and help them to feel your arms?
求你和他们同在，让他们感到你的膀臂。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I considered jumping topics today.
我本来想的是跳过一个主题。
Because later, in a few weeks, we're going to be talking about one Sunday, a lifestyle of worship, how worship affects all of our life.
然后呢，我本来是再过几个星期会讲这个敬拜的生活方式，因为敬拜会影响到我们生活的方方面面。
This morning I thought it is a good topic for today.
但是我觉得呢，这是一个好的主题。
But I have always been hesitant to just kind of jump to fit the newspaper headlines. I find that a dangerous way to teach.
因为我觉得要是把你的主题跟着现在所发生的新闻来讲的话呢，有的时候是挺危险的。
So I'm not going to do that.
所以我就不会改变主题。
But one of the things that I will say when we come to that week.
当我们到了那个星期讲到这个敬拜和生活方式的联系的时候。
Worship is not just what happens in this building.
敬拜不单单是在我们这个教堂里所发生的事。
Yesterday, a friend of mine sent a picture.
昨天呢，有一个朋友给我发了一张照片。
Their church yesterday went shopping and loaded a large trailer of emergency supplies.
然后他们教会呢，就昨天去买东西，买了整个一卡车的这个紧急应急物资。
Left about 4 o'clock this morning to drive to Fort Myers.
然后他们今天早晨四点钟就离开去，要开到这个 Fort Myers.
And their church's worship service today.
但是在他们教堂的今天的敬拜里面
is helping some Christians there clean up.
帮助在那个 Fort Myers 这些基督徒帮助他们清理。
Taking food to people who are in a building that still doesn't have electric.
带食物给那些有些人被困在那儿，给还是没有电。
It's worship.
那就是敬拜。
It's being Christ to our world.
就是像这个世界，像基督那样来对待这个世界。
We'll come back to that in a few weeks.
我们过几个星期回来。
So today I want to pick up where I was 2 weeks ago about music and worship.
两个星期前我讲到在音乐中的敬拜。
Mr. Lay sent me a summary of your discussion last week.
然后我把大家上个星期的这个讨论的这个总结发给他了。
This morning I want to finish up talking a bit about music in our worship.
今天呢，我把这个音乐中的敬拜讲完。
And I am in each of the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be talking about music, preaching, offering.
下两个星期我会讲音乐。敬拜还有奉献。
And as I have studied these, I realize I'm addressing it much differently than normal.
我就发现我自己讲的话会和正常的是不太一样。
Because I have taught this topic to pastors and church leaders before.
因为我以前呢对牧师和带领教会的人讲过这个主题。
And so I am talking to them, their responsibilities when they lead music, their responsibilities when they preach, take the offering.
所以呢，我强调的是说，他们在带领音乐敬拜，带领这个奉献的时候，他们的责任。
But in here, I'm wanting to talk about how we as worshipers become a part of that.
但是我今天要讲的是，作为敬拜的人，我们的责任，我们的回应应该是什么？
Two New Testament scriptures that speak to music in our worship.
有两处的新约经文讲到了这个音乐中的敬拜。
Ephesians 5:19.
一个是以弗所书5:19.
Paul is talking about how we live in the Spirit.
保罗讲到我们如何在圣灵中行事。
And 5:19 is in the middle of a long sentence.
所以呢，十九节是在一个很长的句子里中的一部分。
Paul never took a contemporary writing course that tells you keep short sentences with one idea for each sentence.
保罗从来没有学过现代的这个写作课程。现代的写作课程是说每个句子都写得短短的，然后每个句子呢，短句都是一个观念。
And so he starts this with "Don't be drunk with wine."
所以呢，他这句话最前面就是说不要醉酒，这是整个一句。
Be filled with the Spirit.
酒能使人放荡。
And then the phrase that I'm looking at, addressing one another, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
然后下边接着又说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart.
口唱心和的赞美主。
And then he will continue more in this sentence, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father.
这句话继续的说，这句话没完，说凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And then in Colossians, a letter that he wrote at the same time as he wrote Ephesians.
那哥罗西书是他同时间写给那个哥罗西教会的，是跟以弗所同时间。
Very similar in 3:16.
在3:16他又讲了一些很相似的话。
When he's talking to them about their worship.
当他教导他们敬拜的时候。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart.
他说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗篇、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，感歌颂神。
I looked before going away, I looked at some biblical reasons for our music and worship and some theological reasons. I want to look at some practical reasons this morning.
以前我们讲过就是合乎圣经的，就是还有这个合乎神学的这个要敬拜的理由。那我们今天讲这个实际的缘由。
Why we should have music in worship?
我们为什么要在敬拜中有音乐呢？
And specifically, why you and I should participate in music and worship.
更具体的是，你和我为什么要在这个敬拜中要参与呢？
Congregational music is not just for singers.
这个会众的歌唱不单单是给台上那些唱的人的。
It is for all worshipers.
是给所有敬拜的人的。
And when Paul writes this instruction,
当保罗写下来这个教导的时候，
I find that some people read Ephesians 5 something like this.
那有的人他对以弗所书第五章的解读是这样读的。
Everyone should not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
他说每一个人都不能醉酒，要被圣灵充满。
Everyone should give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个人都要奉我们主耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
Everyone should submit to one another.
每一个人都要互相彼此顺服。
And those who are good enough to be on the praise team should make melody in your hearts to the Lord.
那些唱的比较好的人可以进入赞美团队的，他们要用诗章、颂词彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
But the instructions are for all of us.
但是你知道这句话是给整个教会的，是给我们所有人的。
Whether or not we are a great singer.
不管你是不是一个唱的很好的人。
We should sing psalms and hymns and spiritual.
我们要唱这个诗篇、圣诗、属灵的诗歌。
Maybe some of us should sing them more softly than others.
也许有的人我们要你唱的时候声音稍微小一点。
It doesn't say it has to be a solo.
你不需要，他没有说你必须得唱。
But we are to all.
但是我们所有的人
participate in this.
我们都要参与到这个里面。
Why?
为什么呢？
One reason is music speaks to our mind.
第一，有一个原因就是音乐对我们的思想，对我们的心思说话。
I said to you a couple weeks ago that many of us know scriptures by memory that we've never memorized.
我前讲过，我们很多人背的这个经文呢，从来都，有些人背的经文不是因为他去背过这个经文。
But we have sung them.
而是因为你唱过。
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
就是,
is a hymn, or is a song.
我们唱过那个短歌,就是这一天是耶和华,这是耶和华所造的日子。
And many other short, especially short choruses that we sing are drawn from the Psalms.
还有很多就是那个短的那个歌词里边呢,它是从那个诗篇里边出来的。
That helps us to learn them.
帮助我们能够学习这个圣经。
Our music and what we sing should speak to the mind, not just to the emotions.
所以我们要唱的这个诗歌呢，不单单是对我们的情感说话，也要对我们的思想，对我们的头脑说话。
Someone was talking to me recently.
有人最近跟我说。
And they said they were in a service.
他们说他们在一个敬拜里边。
And they were singing something.
他们在唱一些歌。
And the music was beautiful.
这个音乐很美。
That church has a big choir.
那个教会有一个很大的诗班。
Orchestra,
还有一个乐队。
They said it was beautiful.
非常的美。
He said he is a person who cries easily.
他说他自己是个挺容易哭的人。
And he says, I was weeping as I sang this song.
当我唱那歌的时候，我都开始痛哭。
And all of a sudden I stopped.
突然我就停下来。
And realized.
我就意识到。
This song isn't true.
这个歌。这不是真实的这个歌词，这个歌。
He showed me the words, and in fact, it is not true.
他就把那个歌词给我看，的确，这个歌词是不符合真理的。
It comes from a heretical sect that denies the deity of Christ.
他这个歌词呢，来自于一个怎么说呢？一个异端，他就是否认耶稣是神的儿子，是从那个异端里来的歌。
But it has a beautiful tune.
但是它有个非常美的旋律。
Beautiful harmony.
然后那个和声也很好。
It touches the emotion.
它的确是真的是碰触到你的情绪。
But a worship leader in that church failed very much at his first job.
但是在那个教会里带领敬拜的人呢，他觉得他首要的工作就是
to make sure that the words he is teaching his congregation to sing are true.
但是呢，我知道他要强调的是说，在教会里边，对于敬拜的人呢，你首先你要确定你所这个唱的歌词它是符合圣经真理的。
We must make sure that what we sing is true.
我们要确定我们所唱的是真实的，是合乎真理的。
I used to do the music in a church.
我原来是在那个教会的音乐牧师。
And the pastor and I were good friends, and we would often talk about our relative responsibilities.
然后呢，我跟那个牧师是好朋友，我们经常会谈我们的这个不同的我们的职责，我们的责任。
And sometimes I would joke with him, they should pay me more than they pay you.
我有时候跟他开玩笑说，他们应该付我比付你的工资更高。
I said because by Monday morning they have all forgotten what you preach.
说因为呢，到了星期一早晨，大家都忘记你昨天的讲道是什么内容了。
But they are still humming the tunes that I had them sing.
但是呢，他们还在唱那些就是大家一起带领的诗歌。
I never convinced him to give me a ring.
但是我出来也没办法说服他给我一个涨工资。
But he and I did agree on this.
但是呢，我们都同意。
That over time, the music has as much to do with what people actually believe as the sermon.
就是随着时间呢，其实这个音乐对人们相信什么，对人们的这个信念呢，跟讲道一样的是一样的功用，一样的作用。
Because the music plants words in their mind.
因为音乐会把那个歌词呢，把那个思想呢，种植到他们的心里，他们的思想上。
To them.
然后这个歌词会再回想到回到他们的思想里。
And so he and I would sit down regularly.
所以我们就经常的聚在一起。
And he would say, "This is what I'm going to preach."
他就告诉我说，这是我要讲到的内容。
And then I would say, "Here is what we can sing that will teach the same thing as you are preaching."
然后他说，我们就可以唱这些诗歌，跟你所教导的这些真理是同样的。
Because if he is preaching over here and I'm singing over here,
如果他讲的是这个，我唱的是那个。
I'm really not supporting his message.
我就没有真正的在支持他的信息。
But if I can have the people sing words that support what he is saying.
如果我可以让人们唱的带作为音乐指挥带着人们唱的诗歌是跟他所要讲的信息是相符合的是同样的。
Then there is a much better chance on Monday they will remember what he preached.
那就到星期一很有可能大家还记得他的信息。
And it's not always that over here is something wrong.
不是说在这边唱的这个诗歌错了有什么。
But if the pastor was preaching a sermon on heaven.
比如说如果牧师呢他所讲到的信息是关于天堂的信息。
If I can sing songs on heaven,
如果我能唱的诗歌是跟天堂相关的
on Monday people will remember those songs and remember something he said about heaven.
到星期一呢大家会记得这个天关于天堂的诗歌也能想起来一些这个牧师所讲的道
But sometimes I hear a sermon on heaven,
有但有的时候是这个信息是讲天堂的
and a song about prayer,
但是那个诗歌却是讲关于祷告的
And another song about something entirely different.
再一首诗歌是完全不同的。
And a third song of battle hymn of the republic.
然后第三个是怎么那个叫什么？另外一首了，就是那个
联合国诗歌。
他们没有就是彼此结合在一起。
What we sing must be true, and as singers,
作为歌唱的人。
Sorry, I'm drifting to talking to the worship leaders, and I'm wanting to talk to us.
我就刚才要跳到要带领敬拜了，但是我要跟我们自己说。
As singers,
作为
the tendency for us is to mindlessly be singing the words.
作为这个会众呢，我们的倾向就是很容易就是有口无心的在那唱那个歌词
，without really thinking about what do these words say.
而不是真正去想这些歌词表达的是什么意思。
So in the example I gave you from my friend,
比如说我给你刚才我朋友的例子
The worship leader in that church had failed his job by bringing in a beautiful song that taught false doctrine.
在那个教会的那个带领敬拜的人，他觉得他的工作是说他要有一个很美的音乐，但是他的教导里边的那个内容却是错误的，却是异端的那个。
But my friend said he suddenly realized he was failing as a worshipper. By singing it without asking, is this what I believe?
我的朋友就发现，突然就发现说，他在唱的时候呢，他作为一个敬拜的人，他就没有去想说，哎，我到底唱的是什么。
Now, because I'm in a church that sings in Chinese, I need to make a disclaimer before I say the next paragraph.
在我，因为我是在一个中国教会里边，所以我得先宣称一下。
I don't want you to look at me not singing and say, "Ah, he doesn't believe this song."
我不要你们看着我说，因为我没有唱，说他就不相信这首歌。
Sometimes here I don't sing because.
哎，这里我不唱。
I can't.
因为我没法唱。
But I have been in English churches.
但是我在讲英文的教会里面。
Where at times.
在有些时候。
I have quit singing.
我就停下来，我就没跟着唱。
Because.What was singing? I didn't really believe.
因为那个唱的那歌词，我并不相信。
And I thought, you know,
我就选
be singing something that I don't think is true.
我不想唱那些我不认为是真实的、符合真理的东西。
Music speaks to our minds.
所以呢，音乐是对我们的心、对我们的心思、对我们的思想说话。
Music speaks to the heart, to our emotions.
音乐也对我们的心说话，对我们的情感、情绪说话。
Now,Music that appeals only to the emotions is dangerous.
如果音乐只是吸引到你的情绪，你的只触及到你的情感方面，那个是挺危险的。
But music and emotion is a normal and right response to music.
但是呢，有这种情绪上的反应是一个正确的，也是一个合宜的反应。
And so I think one of the things that is very important about music for us as worshippers.
所以呢。对于我们敬拜的人很重要的音乐的一点就是
is to allow it to touch our emotions
是允许这个音乐来触及我们的情感
there is a chorus that churches sometimes sing after the sermon
有一个就是后边的那个副歌在就是诗歌在教会结束之后大家唱的
it comes from scripture
它是从经文里来的
and to me it speaks very powerfully to the emotions in response to the sermon
然后我觉得它是非常强烈的触及我们的情感也是对一个信息的回应
you are the potter I am the clay
说你是陶匠，我是泥土。
Mold me, make me.
塑我，造我。
This is what I pray.
这是我祷告。
It is an emotional response.
这是一个情感上、情绪上的回应，是说神啊。
What I have just heard preach.
我刚刚听到的讲道。
I want to be real in my life.
我希望在我的生命中也是真实的。
And then music speaks to the body.
然后呢，音乐也对我们的身体说话。
3 weeks ago, as I studied this lesson, I actually put an X through this, decided to leave it out.
我三个星期前准备这个课的时候，我本来打算把这一部分给删掉的。
Because I know there is a danger in some churches today that we go too far to the body is all the music speaks to.
因为在的确是有些教会呢，因为已经走得太远了，就是他们觉得音乐只是对你的身体说话。
But I put it back in.
但是后来我又把这段给放回来。
Because it is biblical.
因为这是符合圣经的。
And even the verses in the Bible that make me uncomfortable, I still should address.
即使是那些圣经中的经文让我感觉不安逸的、不舒适的，我还是要讲。
Now to explain what I'm going to say, how many of you here tend to respond to worship almost entirely mentally or in your will, in your heart?
多少人在我们其中
Not physically.
就是我们对音乐的回应基本上完全是在我们的头脑中、思想中，而不是在我们的身体上。
You mean entirely?
Mostly.
就是绝大部分我们的反应都是在思想上。
I think that would probably be the majority.
我觉得大概对我们这一群人，这是主要的人都是思想上和那种头脑中。
Is there anyone there whose response is largely a physical response?
多少人他的反应
hands in the air,
就是多少就是你的反应多是在就是身体上的反应，比如说你的手举起来呀。
Physical response to music, I think, is partly a cultural difference.
我觉得这个身体上呢，对音乐的反应呢，有一部分的原因是因为文化。
And it's also a personal difference.
当然也是一个个人的这个不同。
But the reason what I wanted to say here is this.
但是我在这里想强调的是，想讲的是
，Scripture does talk about physical movement in response to the music.
这个圣经上的确讲到了。对这个敬拜的时候，一个反应有身体上的反应。
Psalm 149, praise His name in the dance.
比如说诗篇149篇第九节，
now,
就是
Before you lose it.
第九节说，what 149:3. 哦，就是说愿他们跳舞赞美他的名，在你有任何反应之前。
Dance there is not, you know, setting up a disco in your sanctuary.
但是那个赞在这里的赞美，可不是说在教堂中间放一个像迪斯科舞厅的那个圆台。
But it is physical response to the music. And he says that's part of praise.
但是的确是在描述在物理身体上的一个行动，一个对敬拜的一个反应。
And so what I want to say to you is this.
所以我想对大家说的是
If you are a dinosaur like me,
如果你像我那样是恐龙级很古董
whose idea is I will just sit and sing,
你的想法就是说我就坐在那儿我就唱，只是我的头脑思想中动。
And the person next to you,
那旁边的你旁边的人呢
is someone who raises their hands in worship.
而是一个喜欢举手的人在赞美的时候。
Psalm 152 says it's not in there.
诗篇152篇说。
Mind my own business.
说管好你自己的事儿，别管闲事。
Okay. Don't judge their response in worship.
不要去论断他们在敬拜中的这个反应。
If they are not disrupting the worship.
如果他们没有扰乱这个敬拜
and just because their hand is in the air and mine isn't doesn't mean they are disrupting the worship.
他们把这个手他们举起手来并不是说他们在扰乱这个打断敬拜
if they are not disrupting order in worship.
如果他们没有打乱这个敬拜的这个程序
says,
这个经文上说那也就是敬拜
Music speaks to the body.
所以呢，音乐也是对我们的身体说话。
Music speaks to the will.
音乐也对我们的意志说话。
I read to you from Colossians.
我对大家刚刚念了哥罗西书第三章。
And he says something here that I think is very important for us to understand about music.
这里讲的对我们理解音乐是很重要的。
The last part of that.
最后那部分说的是。
He talks about giving thanks in your hearts to God in the singing.
就是说无论做什么在你的唱诗
But in the first part he says
在诗歌中感歌颂神
Teaching and admonishing one another
但在这前面他说到你们要互相劝诫
In psalms, hymns and spiritual songs
用诗篇颂词灵歌彼此
The word admonish means to rebuke, to correct
劝诫呢就是责备就是去纠正
I think Paul is saying this
保罗所说的是我觉得
What you sing should speak to God
你所唱是对神的是赞美神
But it also should speak to one another
也对彼此说话
In teaching us and rebuking us where we're wrong
就是在劝诫我们在纠正我们哪些地方有错误
And then calling us to a response
然后呢就呼召我们是要对神有回应
Most of you are too young to remember.
我们中间可能很多人太年轻就不记得。
The civil rights marches of the 1960s.
在一九六几六十年代的时候，这个为了民权的这个游行。
But those marches.
但那个时候的游行。
Very often included singing of a hymn.
但是那个时候的他们的游行呢通常都包含了唱一首赞美诗
In the intervening years it's been forgotten that it was a hymn before it was anything else
在这个中间的这个中断的 年代呢都忘掉了其实那是一首赞美诗
We shall overcome
他们唱的是我们会得胜
And it pointed to what was the source of the overcoming
他们就指向说到底什么让我们得胜的力量得胜的源头是什么呢
Not setting buildings on fire
不是把建筑物给点火烧的
right,
不是那个动
We shall overcome, the song said, because God is on the side of right and he will bring justice.
他所唱的他说我们之所以是得胜是因为神在这个公义的一方他必得胜。
The hymn was speaking to the will.
所以呢诗歌也是对我们的思想说话对我们的意志说话。
Will you join us in the battle for freedom?
你要不要加入我们为了自由的征战
I remember that
我记得这一幕
4 years, 5 years ago the summer of the protest in Hong Kong
在4年5年以前在香港的这个就是那个游行
where a Christian hymn became the theme song of the protest
就是一个基督徒的赞美诗成了那个时候的他们那个游行的一个主体歌曲
Music speaks to the will
所以呢这个音乐是对我们的思想说话对我们的意志说话
John and Charles Wesley were brothers
我们知道约翰·威斯利跟那个查尔斯·威斯利是兄弟
John preached
约翰是讲道
Charles wrote hymns
但是他的弟弟这个查尔斯呢就写赞美诗
And often in the services when John preached they sang hymns written by his brother Charles
通常在他们的聚会中呢在约翰威斯利讲道的时候他们就唱查尔斯威斯利的那个赞美诗
And John was known for stopping the congregation in the middle of the hymn
这个约翰他怎么呢他常常是在聚会的时候就在中间就在讲道的时候就停下来
Reading the last words, the last sentence they had just sung,
然后就开始读他们刚刚唱的那首赞美诗的最后一句
and say,
然后就说
is that true?
那 是这样吗是真的吗
Now, he wasn't asking them what I just talked about earlier, is it doctrinally false?
他不是问说我刚才教导的是不是这个教义上有错误
He was saying something like this,
他说的就是
You sing a hymn that says,
你唱一首诗歌上面说的是
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
说虔诚奉献我全生静候主名
And Wesley would have stopped
精准行
the singing.
他又让大家停下来唱的时候说
And said,
就是问
Is your life consecrated fully to God?
你的生命是不是完全奉献给主？
And on occasion he would say, if it is not, stop singing, you're lying to God.
他在中间他会说，如果你不是这样的话，你就不要再唱，因为你在对神说谎。
He was a rather blunt little man.
他讲话很直的。
But do you understand his point?
但是你了解吗？
Later in that hymn, take my money, my treasure, my silver and my gold, let it be yours.
后千层奉献我金银，不为自己六分文，千层奉献我知识，他说。
And Wesley would say, this is the time to take the offering.
然后威斯利说，好，千层奉，现在就是我们要送奉献的时间了。
Let's see if you actually mean what you just said.
让我们看看你是不是真的，就是你说的刚才讲的说，千层奉献我金银是不是真的。
Brother Quincy, when you leave singing worship the next time.
当你下一次那个昆翠你
带大家唱，
我不会推荐你这样做。
I hate for you to become the former worship leader.
我不想你变成这样。
But do you understand the idea behind it?
你了解他后边的这个观念概念吗？
It is easy to sing things that we don't actually mean.
我们很容易就是有口无心的在那唱的一些诗歌，但是我们心里并不是这么想的，并不是就没想到这个歌词。
Speaking to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
他说，保罗教导说要用诗篇、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。
Admonishing ourselves.
互相劝诫。
Saying this is true.
心被恩感说这就是真的。
One reason the words to me of our songs are so important.
有一个说我们的诗歌对我们这么重要的原因就是
is because they are calling us to a response.
因为呢这个诗歌在呼召我们要有一个回应。
And then as worshipers, we should be responding with, yes, this is true for me.
这个作为敬拜者，我们的回应应该是，是的，这个对我就是这样，就是真实的。
I will act on what I just said.
我会就是我刚才唱的，我会跟这个会有回应，会按照这个来行事来做。
Because music can present truth in a very powerful way.
音乐可以用是一个强有力的来呈现真理的方式。
For leaders, I would say that music can also present false teaching in a very powerful way.
对于你带领诗歌的人，我也要说，音乐可以是一个呈现。这个假的错误的东西很有力的工具。
And that's why as worship leaders we have a responsibility to choose songs that do teach truth.
所以作为带领敬拜的人，你有这个责任，你要选的歌真的是能够是反映真理的，符合真理的。
A pastor once said to me,
有约牧师说，
I really not someone that I was working with.
就是有约牧师我不是跟我一起工作的。
He said, I really like it. He told me his favorite song.
他告诉我说我最喜欢的诗歌就是
I said, you know that song isn't true, don't you?
然后他告诉我他最喜欢的诗歌我给他说
He said, yeah, I know.
那首歌是不真的是不真的是不真理的他说我知道但是我们就是唱而已
He completely had lost the fact
他完全就是撕掉了这个事实的真相就是
that people were remembering that song long after they remembered his sermon.
人们对他的那个对那个歌的记忆的长度远远超对他这个讲到的信息的记忆的长度。
What we sing must be true.
所以我们唱的那个诗歌一定要符合圣经的真理。
So when we sing, who are we singing to?
当我们唱诗歌的时候，我们对谁唱呢？
And I want to wrap up with our audience for our songs.
然后呢，我们要最后总结，我要说对我们的会众，我们的诗歌是什么？
When you go out there and sing,
今天早晨当你敬拜，当你唱诗歌的时候，
it seems to me that you are singing for three audiences.
对我来讲，你有三群听众。
And I don't like that word very much because it gives you the idea of a performance.
我不喜欢这个听众这个词，因为这好像让你感觉到这是一个表演似的。
But here's what I mean.
但是我想讲的是。
First, as you sing this morning, you are singing to God.
第一个呢，你是对神歌唱。
Paul says, singing and making melody to the Lord.
保罗说，你要用诗章，就是用诗章颂词对神而歌唱。
And over and over in the Psalms,
在诗篇里边不断的出现。
To the Lord.
他们对神歌唱。
I think in every service, at least one of our songs should be a psalm of praise, a song of praise.
我觉得在每一个敬拜里边，起码里边，其中应该有一首诗歌是一个赞美的诗歌。
Because we are singing to God.
因为我们在对神歌唱。
We are praising Him.
因为我们在赞美他。
Back to the what I said about the Reformation.
让我们回到那个宗教改革时期。
Every one of us, according to the reformers, based on Paul's writing, every one of us is talking to God.
就是根据这个宗教改革，根据他们对这个保罗的这个教导的解释，我们每一个人，每一个在场的人，都是在对神说话。
Now in small group meetings,
但是在那个小组里边
，that can be individual testimonies.
那个可能成为一个每个人的一个个人见证。
But we really cannot open the floor on Sunday morning.
但是我们不能在星期天放开。
To 150 people to stand up one by one.
让150个人一个一个上去。
And voice their praise to God.
让他们去赞美神。
And so the hymns become a place at which we can do that.
但是呢，唱诗歌的时候就成了一个我们可以向神赞美的一个时机。
A place in the service when I can say,
在那个时候我可以对神说
God,
神呢
this is my praise to you.
这是我对你的赞美。
If I could stand up and say something, this is what I would want to say.
如果我可以站起来来见证的话，这就是我要对你说的。
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder behold what you have done.
就是你真伟大，神呐，你。
My heart says,
我的心说
thou art.
说我的心说你真伟大。
When I sing that,
当我这样唱的时候
I am talking to God.
我在对神说话。
And I am saying to him,
我对神说
This is the praise that I want to give you.
这是我想给你的赞美。
And so, I think in every one of our services, there should be those songs that allow the congregation, the worshipers,
所以我觉得在每一个敬拜在这个崇拜当中我们都应该有一首诗歌可以让会众能够来表达他们对神的赞美。
Paul says, singing, making melody to the Lord.
所以保罗说呢你们要口唱心和的赞美主。
He also says, teaching and admonishing one another.
他也说彼此教导互相劝诫。
And so our music should also speak to the church.
所以呢诗歌也应该对教会来说话。
I have found in many people's thinking about worship.
很多人他对那个敬拜的思想里边
worship should do one or the other of two things.
很多时候呢他把敬拜就说敬拜或者是这样或者是那样是二者之中选其一。
There is especially, and I'm oversimplifying here, so forgive me, but let me use this example.
我可能过于简单化，但是让我用这个例子来表示。
In some contemporary worship, the focus is almost entirely about speaking to me.
然后在有些现代的，就是比较现代派的这种敬拜中，他的这个敬拜呢，基本上是完全是对我自己对我的需要说话。
Should speak to me.
这个歌呢应该对我说话。
The song should encourage me.
这个诗歌呢应该鼓励我。
The sermon should make me feel better about myself.
然后这个讲道呢应该让我对自己感觉更好。
And so the Trinity becomes me, myself, and I.
所以呢这个三而一呢就变成我自己我个人。
And that misses a whole biblical emphasis that、worship is about God.
所以呢这个就完全错失了这个圣经上关于敬拜的教导就是敬拜是对神的是关于神的。但是呢
I have begun to see a reaction that goes beyond scripture in the other direction.
我也看到了一种对这个的反应呢从已经也是超过了经文走到另外一个极端。
In this class, I've tried to emphasize different times that scripture must be our authority.
我们在课上我们不断的强调圣经必须是我们最终的权威。
And when we base our beliefs on reaction to false ideas, we end up swinging the other way.
圣经必须是我们的权柄如果我们的反应是基于对这个错误教导的回应
scripture
我们就走到另外一个。 另外的一个极端，圣经必须是我们的那个权柄。
In reaction,
在反回应，在回应中。
To contemporary, especially worship that is primarily about me.
对这个现代的派的这个敬拜中，尤其他们的，因为他们的反应呢，因为他们就主要是强调我个人，要对这个有回应呢，对有反应呢。
Some traditional worship has swung to say.
有些那个传统的敬拜呢。
Worship should always be about God.
这个他们就说，这个敬拜呢，就是应该完全是对神的。
Worship is not about us.
敬拜不是在乎我们自己。
I read recently a writer who said, "If your songs have the word 'I' in them, you are not biblical."
有一个人甚至写文章说，如果你的这个诗歌里边有我在里边，那你的这个诗歌就是不是符合圣经的。
And I thought, what a terrible worshipper David was.
我就想说，那大卫是一个多么糟糕的一个敬拜者呀。
I cried aloud to the Lord.
他说，我向神呼求。
Answer me when I call, O God.
神呐，当我向你呼求的时候，求你应允我。
I will sing to the Lord. I give thanks.
我要歌颂神，我要赞美神。他一直不断的提到我。
Both are important.
两方都挺重，都很重要。
God's word is proclaimed to us through our singing.
神的话语通透过我们的诗歌来向我们说话。
If the songs are chosen well,
如果这个诗歌选择的很好，
we are speaking to one another.
我们也彼此的对彼此说话。
In our singing,
在我们的唱诗中。
And so I think as we worship,
所以在我们敬拜的时候，
as I look at the songs we sing,
我看到我们所唱的诗歌。
Some of them should be praise.
有些诗歌应该是赞美的诗歌。
And I really feel like every service should have at least one song that is primarily praise to God. That's what we're here for.
然后呢，他说其中有一首歌，我觉得起码有一首是要对神是赞美的，因为那就是我们敬拜的原因。
But I think there also is an important place.
我觉得也另外有一个很重要的地方。
For songs that challenge us.
那些诗歌也是挑战我们。
A few weeks ago, we sang a song. I did not know it at all. I think it was around the time of the guest speaker on evangelism and reaching out.
我觉得那个特会的时候，好像是我们唱了一首诗歌，我也从来没有听过。
And we sang a song that was about a commitment. I will go and I will fight for the gospel.
他那个意思就是讲到说，是我们对神的一个委身，一个献身，说我要走，我要出去，我要为神。
I didn't sing because it was in Chinese and the English words didn't fit very well into the tune.
我没有唱，因为那个歌词是中文，然后那个英文又不是能够很好的跟那个旋律配合。
But as I listened, I had two questions.
但是当我听的时候，我心里就有两个问题。
Number one.
第一。
Or two thoughts.
两个想法。
This is a powerful, powerful challenge to all of us.
这是一个对我们所有人的一个很有力的一个挑战。
I'm not going to settle down into my comfortable middle class life.
我不会就安逸在我这个中产阶级的生活里面。
And say, God,
说
I thank you that you're taking me to heaven.
神啊，谢谢你会把我带到天堂。
Too bad about all the rest of them.
不管他们怎么样。
But at least I'm going.
但是别管别人怎么样，反正我会去天堂。
And I can be comfortable on the way.
然后呢，我在这个去天堂的路上也很舒服，很安逸。
The song said, "No, that's not an option."
那个诗歌说那个不是一个选择。
And we sang, "I will give up my comfort."
这个诗歌唱的说我会放弃我的安逸舒适。
So then you can figure out what my second thought was.
那你想到我第二个想法就是
Is it true?
是真的吗？你唱的是真的吗？
As we sing this,
当我们唱的时候，
are we simply going through the emotions?
我们只是在走过场吗？只是在这么唱吗？
Are we just responding with emotion to a speaker who just told us about the need?
或者是我们对于一个刚刚给我们讲的这个需求的一个讲员的这样一个情绪上的反应吗？
Or do we in fact intend,
或者我们真的是要
to sacrifice some comfort,
去牺牲一些我们的安逸我们的舒适
for the sake of reaching those who God loves every bit as much as he loves us,
去真的是触及到去向那些神像爱他们爱他们像爱我们一样的这样的未处置未得之名
and during that song I kind of wanted to do a John Wesley
在那首诗歌里我很想像约翰威斯里那样做
and say stop
说停下来
is it true
真的你们真的是这个意思吗
don't sing it if you're not going to do it
如果你不要去做你就不要去唱
But number one, it wasn't my place. And number two, I was afraid we'd have silence the rest of the song.
我想第一个呢是我就没这样子。第一个那个不是我带。第二个呢，我想如果这样子，大家可能就都不唱了。
Music speaks to God.
所以呢，音乐对神说话。
Music speaks to us as a church.
音乐对我们作为一个整体一个教会也对我们说话。
We should be convicted when we sing a song like that.
所以呢。当我们唱那样的一首诗歌的时候，我们应该是心里幸福的。
Because as I read those words, I realized it is very easy for me.
我当我读那些歌词的时候，我会说，对我来讲很容易的是。
To enjoy my life.
就是对我来讲，我享受我的生活。
With little practical sacrifice.
就是只做一点点实际的小小的牺牲。
And then the third thing that I think our songs should do.
第三点我们的诗歌要做的就是
proclaim God's word to the world
向世界宣称宣扬神的话语
Psalm says declare his glory among the nations
诗篇说向万邦宣扬神的荣耀
Psalm 96 he says sing to the Lord a new song
诗篇96篇说向神唱新歌
Sing to the Lord all the earth.
全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
Sing to the Lord, bless his name.
要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名。
And then I think he is telling us what we're singing.
然后他下面就告诉我们要唱什么。
And who we are singing to.
我们要向谁歌唱，我们向谁唱。
He says, tell of his salvation from day to day.
他说，在天天传扬他的救恩。
Declare his glory among the nations.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀。
His marvelous works among all the people.
在万民中述说他的奇事。
He says, as we sing to the Lord,
当我们向神歌唱的时候，
we are declaring his glory to the nations.
我们是向列邦中述说神的荣耀。
And we actually have a very realistic picture of what that looks like in the Old Testament.
在旧约中我们有个很真实的写照
I think I've shown this to you before
我可能以前向大家显现的画过
but I assume that you were not you don't remember
我就是假设大家肯定都忘了
that is a picture of the temple
比如说那个是圣殿的图片
you should always be able to recognize that that's the temple
我画的长方形你们都知道我画的就是圣殿
pardon?
他说是空中看的圣殿是个长方形。
And around the temple,
他说在就是环绕的圣殿
was what was called the court of the Gentiles.
他有外邦人的那个就是那个院。
Now, I'm going to ask you a very difficult and challenging high-level question.
我会问大家一个很有挑战性很难的那个很有难度的问题。
Who was allowed to go in the court of the Gentiles?
谁能去那个外邦人的院呢？
Everybody, right?
Gentiles. 外邦人
Right? Only Jews who had gone through all of the rituals could go in the temple itself.
只有那些遵守经过所有的仪式的犹太人才能进到这个圣
殿。But anyone could come into the court of the Gentiles.
但是任何人都可以进到这个外邦人的院里。
And the way the architecture was set up,
这个建筑的这样建的目的就是
When you see this, don't picture our church building as the temple.
当你看到这个时候，不要把我们的教堂想成这个圣殿。
And then some tents set around outside where those Gentiles can.
不是说外边放一些那个篱笆，一些那些篱笆，就是说只有外邦人可以去。
It was.You can, if you want to, picture our sanctuary as the temple.
你可以把它想象就是我们的那个主堂，就是那个圣殿。
With openings everywhere.
就是里面到处都是可以出口。
So that all around it can be the Gentiles listening to the songs and the prayers and worshiping Yahweh.
他们就可以就像在这个就想您可以想象在我们的主堂嘛，就是那个圣殿，然后那个走到外边有很多很多的开出口处开门的地方，那外邦人就可以坐在这个走廊啊，就可以听到对神的敬拜，对亚维斯的敬拜。
And so when Solomon prays at the dedication of the temple,
所以在所罗门他献殿的时候，他祷告的时候
he prays that foreigners will come and hear God's word at the temple.
所以他祷告是外邦人也可以听到神的这个神的荣耀，也可以来敬拜神。
And that all the peoples of the earth will hear, will know the name of the Lord.
所以全地的人都可以听到，也可以知道神的名。
He is saying,
他说
as they hear the song,
说当他们听到这些诗歌的时候
as they hear the prayers,
当他们听到这个祷告的时候
God's word will speak to them.
神的话语会对这些外邦人说话。
That's why in the New Testament,
所以在新约里面
This part of the picture is still the same.
所以呢，它这个还是这样的，这个圣殿的结构。
But when Jesus goes to the temple in 30 A.D., what is this?
但是在耶稣在公元三十年进到里边的时候，那个里边是什么？
Who is in this place?
那时候谁在那个外邦人的院呢？
Yeah, it's no longer the Gentiles.
在耶稣公元三十年进到的时候，外邦人的院里边已经不再是外邦人了，那都是那些做生意的人。
It's the place for the money changers to set up.
是那个兑换银钱的人，做生意的人。
It's the place to sell animals for the sacrifice.
是在那里卖这个献祭的动物的这些人，在那儿摆摊儿做点儿。
It has even been given a nickname. It is no longer called the court of the Gentiles.
他甚至他不再被称为外邦人的殿，他的外号叫什么呢？
The people called it a nickname.Anna's Bazaar or the High Priest Flea Market.
他们把它称为是大祭司的这个跳蚤市场，把那个外邦人的店叫为。
Because.
因为。
The temple officials.
因为这个圣殿的这些官长。
Had decided why should we waste all of this valuable real estate.
这个圣殿管圣殿官长说：“哎呀，我们把这么好一块地方，怎么为什么要浪费呢
？”On Gentile.
我们把它浪费给外邦人
worship,
他们就来听到了敬拜
go back home,
他们就回家了
and okay, maybe they'll worship Yahweh,
或许他们会敬拜亚威真神
they're never gonna give us any money.
但是他们不会给我们任何钱
they're not gonna support the church budget.
他们也不会支持教会的预算
so what difference does it make?
所以那他们 来不来有什么不同呢
let's Use this space for something valuable.
让我们用这块土地来做点更有意义、更有价值的事儿。
And Jesus gives this condemnation.
主耶稣就是谴责了这个问这样做法。
This is supposed to be a house of prayer for all nations.
他说这本来是给万民祷告的殿。
You have made it into a den of thieves.
你们却把它变成贼窝了。
Their worship was no longer speaking.To the nations.
所以呢，他们的敬拜不再是对列邦宣讲神的荣耀。
Let me finish with an example of what that it seems to me looks like.
所以对我来讲，这个看起来像什么
？I heard this testimony from someone being baptized in Taiwan.
我听这个见证是从一个在台湾受洗的姐妹的。
And she said that she came to the church because she heard that.They had English classes and English-speaking teachers.
因为他之所以来教会，是因为他知道说教会会教英文，会有英文课。
And she had no interest in the gospel.
他对福音没有兴趣。
But she was a English teacher in a bushaban, a
补习班。
Yeah. 他是在补习班的英文教师。
I never knew what that meant. That's just what she said. English school.Cram school, thank you, yeah, cram school. And so she wanted to improve.
所以她就想提高她的英文。
She came late on the first Sunday,
所以
of course.
那个星期天，第一星期她来的比较晚，那当然。
And she said when she walked in, they were singing this song.
当她进去的时候呢，听到他们在唱这首歌。
As the deer panteth for the water.
说如鹿渴慕溪水。
So my soul longeth after thee.
我的心也渴慕神。
You alone are my heart's desire.
唯有你是我心所爱。
and I long to worship you.
我渴望来敬拜你。
You're my friend and you are my brother.
你是我的你是我的君王。
Even though you are a king.
你是我好朋友，是兄弟，你尤其是我的大君王。我爱你超过世上任何人。
So much more than you.
更超过世上万物。
I want you more than gold or silver.
我爱你更胜于世上的金钱。
Only you can satisfy.
只有你，唯有你可以是我心所爱。
You alone are the real joy giver.
你唯有你是我给我喜乐。
And the apple of my eye.
是我眼中的瞳仁。
This lady gave this testimony.
这位女士这样，这位姐妹这样讲。
She said, I don't remember anything about that service except the song you were singing when I walked in.
她说我对你们所唱的这个所讲的道完全都没记住。
And as I listened to that song, I began to weep.
当我听到这首诗歌的时候，我就开始哭。
Because for 30 years, I have been thirsty.
因为有三十年之久，我一直很干渴。
And I never knew what I was thirsty for.
我也不知道我在渴慕什么。
I thought it was education.
我以为这个我渴慕的是教育。
I thought it was money.
我以为是金钱。
I thought it was entertainment.
我以为是娱乐。
And after I got all of those, I was still thirsty.
但是我得到这一切，我还是干渴。
I decided to try English for my thirst, so I came to your church.
因为我想说，我可以试试英文，是不是可以满足我的干渴，所以我到了你们教会。
And instead of English, I found the living water I need.
但是呢，我找到了这个活水的源泉。
Worship in that church, music in that church.
在那个教会里的那个诗歌。
Spoke to God.
对神说话。
Because the song is a song to God.
因为这首诗歌是对神说话。
You alone are my heart's desire.
唯有你是我心所爱，我渴望来敬拜你。
But it also spoke to the worshippers.
也同时对那个敬拜的人说话。
Is it true that I want you more than gold and silver?
我是真的是渴慕你胜于金钱吗？
Is it true that I find my true joy in you?
是我真的是在你里边找到我真正的喜乐吗？
But then, as they worshipped,
但是当他们敬拜的时候，
they spoke to the Lord.
他们也是对那个敬拜的人说话。
Someone who is not a believer doesn't even have an interest in becoming a believer.
是一个不信主的人，甚至也没有兴趣要信主。
Who says?
他说
，If that God that they're singing about is true.
如果他们在那个诗歌中所唱的神是真的。
And if that God can give us that kind of joy.
如果那位神可以给他们那样子的喜乐。
I need to know him.
我需要来认识他。
And a year later, she was baptized.
然后过了一年，她就受洗了。
Our music should do all three.
所以呢，我们的音乐呢，应该是对这三面来说，对神说话，对神赞美神。
Speak to one another.
彼此对说。
And speak to our world.
也对我们的世界来宣称。
Next week we're going to be looking at the role of scripture, prayer, and depending on the amount of time, the offering in our worship.
所以下个星期呢 ，Let me see.我们会讲到经文那个阅读圣经，如果有时间我们讲到奉献。那我们一起来祷告。
God, as we worship today,
主啊，当我们今天敬拜的时候，
help that we will not just go through the motions,
帮助我们不是就是走过场，
but that we will truly worship,
而是我们真的是来敬拜你。
That we'll do more than just mouth words, but that we will sing to you,
不单单是嘴巴上这样子说一说，而真的是向你歌唱。
That we will sing to one another.
我们也彼此对唱。
And God, if there are unbelievers in our congregation who do not know you,
如果在我们中间有不信主的人，
would the joy of our worship draw them to you?
愿我们敬拜的喜乐吸引他们归向你。
I pray in
Jesus. 我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Amen.